Wow.
So I had to guess on intermission.
Oh.
And I left when the Bob Mackie gown fashion show started.
Oh, sure.
And everyone is like cheering each gown. They're cheering Cher gowns. They're cheering gowns. She's not even there.
Not even inhabited by Cher, just the gowns.
But they remember the gowns.
Oh, yeah. I remember that
I guess. One. I don't know. Oh. So I left. And it seemed like a really good place for the first act to stop, but it didn't stop there because she has to break up with Sonny.
Oh.
Oh, Sonny, come on. You're too controlling. Oh, God. So I go to the bathroom and I come up and the usher ladies are sitting in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all African-American. And so not that really matters other than the fact that they must think this is insane.
Yeah. Maybe it wasn't part of their
all
childhood.
All these white people are coming and cheering gowns.
Yeah.
Right? So she goes, you want to go back in? I'm like, not really.
Yeah, right.
How much longer till the real intermission? She said, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You go watch it on the TV if you want, because there's a TV. The proceedings. I'm like, I kind of know how it ends.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, all right. So we just sat there and talked for a while.
Yeah.
She said, they're working on this one. I said, they got a lot of work to do. She said, yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Because they see these things every night, you know, and they saw all the rehearsals and stuff. So.
Yeah.
And then, but finally she said, sir, this is a good time if you want to go back in. So I did. But I don't know. On the plus side, it didn't seem like 3 hours for some reason.
Hmm. Okay.
Because I think my mind was so blown by how stupid it was. It was occupied by that.
How does it start out? How do they begin this tale?
I think originally it was going to be three different Chers.
Yes.
Like early Cher, Sonny and Cher, Cher, and then Cher Diva.
Mm-hmm. Actress Diva.
Right. But then they combined the three women into one. And she kind of goes around and talks to her former self and her future self. And her past. It's like the ghost.
These two shall pass, sweetheart. Just stick it out.
That's basically it. It's kind of like a Christmas carol.
Sure, yeah, like Scrooge. Wow.
Yeah, but she's her own ghosts. She's her, like, ghost of Cher present.
Mm-hmm.
Past and future.
Yeah.
And, I mean, here's the thing. The people are super talented.
Yes.
So I feel bad for them.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like how I feel for us. We're super talented. We're on a really shitty radio station.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we can't overcome that.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing we can do to overcome that. Mm-hmm. So I feel for them.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, it is a music. It's a show, so it's not a talent contest. So the analogy with respect to us kind of falls apart there because we do a show, and I think we do a good one. But I understand being trapped in a circumstance that you have no control over, and you need a job.
Right.
And they were all very good singers, but I don't know, man.
No, just the material throughout didn't really.
No. The book is written by the guy that did the Frankie Valli, Jersey Boys. And I think one of the Jersey Boys is Sonny.
Oh.
Yeah. And because he sings...
baby.
He sings pretty high. Sonny never sang high, right?
No.
He barely sang.
Yeah, he sings pretty high, and I don't think Sonny ever modulated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Do they show him die?
No, but they show
Bring
her.
Bring your helmet, sweetie.
They show her.
Nah, I just got a great haircut.
Come on, Cher. It's more like, come on, Cher. Yeah. You know, like that.
Yeah.
No, they show her reading her speech at his funeral.
This is the most important moment of my life so far.
Yeah.
And then she reads it. It's like,
you can do this. He always put a smile on my face.
And a couple times, Ghost of Sonny comes out and encourages her. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It's like, it's
you
just not that.
You still got me, babe. Babe.
It her life isn't that interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was in movies. Welcome. I was afraid to be in movies, but then I was good. Enter Moonstruck.
Yeah, actually, Silkwood, I think, was the first movie.
Oh, yeah, she was great in that.
Yeah, but before that, she was in some Broadway production by Robert Altman, but I don't know what it was.
Mm.
And I feel that I should know what that was just by the virtue of the fact that I went to the show. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have to know Cher's biography in order to enjoy the show.
Right.
But a lot of people did.
Yeah.
They were, you know, every time she repeated a lyric from a song or whatever, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, when she comes out in the chaps, you know, the furry chaps.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Fabulous.
And when she broke up with Sonny, man, they did like a really hardcore version of Bang Bang.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, her baby shot her down.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Are my eyes back in the middle of my...
They seem to be.
Because they were rolled up pretty far.
Did Janet like it?
No.
Oh. Did they...
You know, she doesn't like it when she points out how talented people are.
Yeah. Did the show try to... Did they just go sort of on a timeline, or did they go, Sonny, we can't keep living like gypsies, tramps, and thieves, or something like that, some forced entry into a song?
Yeah, the weirdest thing, and I don't, well, and plus they make references to things that don't exist yet, or use vernacular
okay.
that doesn't exist. I don't have a good example of it, But, you know, like Sonny going, hey, Cher, hashtag whatever, you know.
Oh, God,
and he
yeah.
didn't do that.
Hashtag
but it was
half
like,
breed.
It was like, but it was like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like stuff that was really out
right.
of place.
Yeah.
And, but she's in El Centro, California, the Cinderella of El Centro. And her mom, she doesn't fit in.
Huh.
She's dark and tall and skinny. She doesn't fit in. And her mom... proceeds to tell her why she doesn't fit in, and then she sings Half Breed.
The mom sings that?
Yeah.
Here's a little lullaby for you.
Seems weird.
Because
number one, I don't think she is a half breed. I mean, I think she's half Armenian.
Okay.
And half not Armenian.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think that Joe, as a half breed,
yeah.
would you say that qualifies as half breed? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
It's just a mixed heritage.
Yeah.
But it was weird because it's half breed and they're doing it like Native American.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It was weird. It seems like that's going to have to go before
yeah.
it makes it to Broadway. I don't see them.
Yeah.
Plus, to make it all inclusive, one share is black for a while, and then one share is a guy.
Oh.
With his shirt off. I mean, it's just like, what the?
It's a lot of shares.
It was just, oh my God, it was a fucking nightmare.
If you could turn back time, what would you do?
What was the crowd at least interesting? Was
the gay community well represented?
Yeah.
No, a little bit. There were a couple of drag queens.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly that. A night like that, like the opening night or whatever, I don't know if it's official opening night, but it's the first night of the performance night. You get a lot of older blue people
bloods.
From the North Shore.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we were sitting around the investors, and I felt sorry for them. Give me your wallet, I'll light it on fire.
You can be out of here. You have to sit
because it didn't seem like it.
It wasn't taking off.
I don't like the its odds of making Broadway.
Oh.
Well.
Oh. I mean, I've seen some, I saw On Your Feet,
mm-hmm.
and that was better.
Mm-hmm.
And that was on Broadway for a while, you know, it made it. But
mm-hmm.
I don't think this is going to make it.
Well.
Unless they hire us to talk
to
like
put
this.
Some pizzazz in it. So here, darling, this is what I did next.
Yeah, it was.
Olympia Dukakis was like the mother I never had.
It was weird. There's just a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Seems like a weird concept.
Oh, man. There's Greg. I think Richie Sambora is, at one point, there's a guy walking around with a guitar. I think that represents Richie Sambora.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's actually a guy that plays Greg Allman.
Okay.
That's his only job.
Really?
And he's a complete dipshit, you know.
Yeah, stoned out.
How you doing? Come on, baby. Let's get that back to making.
Making.
I don't fit. I stick out like a sore thumb in this town. I get into all kinds, and then I get in.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to Dahl.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkofistan.